Audrey Edelman, and my grandma's name is Clarice. Her maiden name is Herskovici. Clarice is not a very Jewish name, but all the girls got these very French names because Romania, at the time, they were very Francophile. Mm. So her cousin are Mariette and Charlotte. She was born in Târgu Neamț, which is somewhere near Moldova, I think. And there was a very vibrant Jewish community. Her parents owned a kind of tavern, and all the cousins, everyone lived kind of within a block radius. And for holidays, like, they had certain recipes that they would do, like hlumintashen. I don't know if it's because, like, Romania is, like, more of a southern climate and there's, like, the Turkish influence, maybe, but the hlumintashen recipe is kind of special because I haven't seen places that sell, like, nut filling. It's usually, like, apricot, poppy. The recipe for the filling is, it's chopped walnuts with honey and a lot of orange rind. Like, she's very obsessed with, like, orange rind and lemon. Like, her fridge is full of, like, bald, like, lemons and citrus because she uses a lot of zest, orange citrus zest. And then rum, she always is like, oh, you have to put rum. Like, I don't know if it's because her parents owned a tavern, but a lot of stuff has, like, alcohol in it. So there's, like, white rum. And this year I put a bit of, like, cinnamon, but she doesn't normally. And I put some cardamom, but again, that was my, like, improvising. And a bit of coconut as well. You let the honey, like, simmer with the zest, and then you put in chopped walnuts, and that's the secret.
You're like, giving it away.
I know, it's like, actually when I say it out loud, I'm like, it's not that big of a secret. It's like walnuts.
No, but it's so special.
It is, but the dough, I think it's the dough also that makes it, because like, a lot of the hlumintashen I've had, they're more like a sablé. Like, they're kind of more, like, flaky. The one that she does, it's, I guess, because there's a lot of egg, it's firmer and not as sweet. And so, like, the contrast, the dough with the filling is very nice. I think that's what makes them also a little bit different, is that the dough is, it's a very, like, firm casing. It's not like a flaky pastry.
And they keep, right?
Like, you could keep them for a long time. And the other thing about the dough is that she always would baste it with, like, egg yolk, so it had, like, a bit of a glazing. She'd always make at least several batches to give to everybody, and like just yesterday, that's why I was, like, kind of freaking out, because she's like, you don't have, what do you mean? You need, like, a kilo of nuts. I'm like, what? I'm not making, like, I'm not feeding, like, you know, an army. So, but now I have more than enough.
And when was the last time you made it together?
Last year, we made them together. Last year, and then a couple of years before I moved. I wrote down notes, but for some reason every time I have a blank. But I did them, like, I made them when I was in Paris. I started to make them because, I don't know, I missed having them. Like,
did you call her up to ask her?
Yeah,
how to do it?
Yeah, well, for a lot of things, for, like, grilled chicken soup, for, you know, like, the traditional stuff, I would call and ask her.
Does she know that you're making them now?
Yeah.
What did she say when you asked her for the recipe? That you said you're gonna make it?
She said, oh, I thought you knew already. Like, it's been enough times, you should know how to do it. But it's true that, like, nothing is ever written down. It's all like in her, like, it's always like, I have to tell you, I don't know.
Hello.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi.
How are you?
So, what are you doing?
I'm gonna make the hummantaschen, but I'm just talking with Mirit.
Yeah.
And you're on speakerphone.
Hi, Clarice.
Okay, we're gonna make some dough right now for the hummantaschen.
Yeah, leave it for a few
hours. Yeah. We have to leave the dough for a few hours.
Yeah. Oh. Start to make it now. Make the dough and make the hummantaschen.
I made the filling last night.
The filling and it came good?
Yeah. It's good, yeah. But now I have to make the dough, so...
Yeah, and after you make it your way.
You mean the way, the shape that I made them last year? Yeah. Oh, because you do it a different way.
Yeah, I do it another way, you do it your way. It's so very nice, too.
What is your way of doing the hummantaschen shape?
To put them together, like on corners. You put them together, and you put inside the...
The filling?
And you do it like you do it. It was very nice.
You liked how I did it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I'm going to bring you some tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll see you tomorrow. I'll bring you some.
I wish you good luck.
Thank you. Happy Purim.
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bye.
So cute.
Well, at least I know she probably did them nicely.
Yeah, you did
because
them so
she
nice.
Does them with like a cup. Mm. Like she like lays out the dough and then she like puts the cup and then folds the corners and pinches them and like, oh, that's another thing that she doesn't like the filling to show through. She's very particular about that. Like the whole thing has to be covered. Mm. There can't be like the little bit where you see the filling. So we had a debate about that last year because I wanted the filling to show through and she wanted it to be closed. So,
so
that
who
was
won
a point
the
of
debate?
Contention. We did both.
Okay, half.
Yeah.
And this year, what are you going to do?
We'll see. I don't know. Maybe half. She was very like efficient back in the day and like had her whole system. She liked to bake very early in the morning, like first thing in the morning, or she would often like do, I know that she would always do the filling like the night before to like break it up and then have the whole assembly line, all the dough laid out, and like by noon she'd be done and like everything would be in the oven. And yeah, she had a good system. When she would cook other dishes, she would also do it in steps, like, you know, even preparing for other holidays, make like one part like the night before and then continue. And the last time that we made hummantaschen together was last year, and she was still in her apartment. Purim was about a month after my grandfather passed away last year, so she was still living in the apartment and not really that like into doing the hummantaschen, but I asked her to do them with me, and we made a batch, and she she was correcting me the whole time. Then like soon after, she had to move to a residence, to the King David, which is a very nice place, but she was never super happy about being there because she had lived with my grandfather, you know, they had lived on their own until last year, just in a normal apartment, and they were pretty independent, and they had been together 62 years. So it was a big change for her to go to the King David. The meals were communal meals, which was good because she wasn't really into cooking anymore. Physically exhausting, I think, for someone her age. She's gonna be 89. And also just when my grandfather passed away, you know, she didn't have anyone to cook for. She didn't know how to just cook for herself. So the communal meals were good on a social level, I think, but I think the fact that she wasn't doing anything, like she was so used to doing everything for herself, it was kind of hard for her. And of course she was very picky about the food, because like it wasn't like the Romanian way, it wasn't the right, you know, I don't know, the chicken soup wasn't good, this wasn't good, nothing was ever good.
So we're gonna make the dough, and what's in the dough?
It's flour. The flour is also like kind of tricky. It's not like, I feel like I'm describing like a like neurosurgery or something. It's really not that complicated, but you have to kind of keep improvising with the flour, because just to feel like the texture of the dough, so that it's not too flaky, and you just have to keep kind of adding flour until you get the right texture. And then there's the ratio of, I forgot how many spoons of oil per egg.
We have to call her back.
I'm sorry to bother you.
Bother me.
You had lunch?
Yeah, I had lunch.
Was it good?
No.
What was it? I thought you liked it there.
I had too bad. Oh. I had bad lunch. It was a pizza. Both kinds of pizza.
Oh, no. I thought you... Oh, you don't really like pizza anyway.
Okay.
But I need you to refresh my memory about the dough, because it's very complicated.
No. How many eggs do you have? Six?
I have five eggs.
Take the five eggs, open them.
Yeah.
And mix them with 10 spoons of oil.
Mm-hmm, because it's 2 spoons per egg.
And 12 spoons of sugar.
Okay, so first I separate the egg whites and I beat them.
Yeah, and put the egg, the yellow, in too.
Okay, after I beat the egg whites, I add the yolk back in.
Yeah, and put the vanilla and the rinse of...
Oh, the rind.
And you'll see if it's okay.
And why do I have to put rum?
Yeah, put rum too. Oh, and you mix them.
Can
together.
I put vodka?
Huh?
Can I put vodka?
What?
Can I put vodka?
Vodka? What is vodka?
Vodka,
No. Don't put vodka.
But I don't have any rum. I drank it all while I was making the filling. I just kept drinking it, and now I don't.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Do you use the rum because your parents had a tavern?
No, because it's good to put alcohol in. Rum has a good smell.
It's good to put alcohol in a lot of things.
Yeah, because it's very good. Okay.
Okay, Grandma. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Do we know what to do?
This is why like these recipes are like completely like, this is why every year I'm just like, wait, how did I do it? Like, it's always cryptic. It's always like, okay, and then you do this, but you have to be careful, it's a problem. It's never just like 2 cups of da 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 da, like
it's 1 or 2 cups of flour.